This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with these stories from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. FIA Asia V facing challenges of pandemic opportunities in retail ESG. Much like its Western counterpart, the Asian derivatives industry spent the last year navigating an ever-changing environment dominated by the pandemic and the emergence of new market trends in retail investment, cryptocurrencies, and ESG. In a discussion on the outlook for Asia-Pacific exchanges on day one of FIA's Asia V conference, panel participants reported no slowdowns in opportunities despite a host of challenges faced by exchange-traded markets in 2021. To read this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a second story, this one from Sarah Rudolph of John Lothian News. FIA Asia V, major exchange leaders highlight growth vibrancy in Asia. The leaders of three of the major Asian exchanges spoke separately in keynote addresses on the first day of FIA Asia V. They talked about the rapid change in the financial industry over the past few years, the opportunities for growth in the region, and what's on the table for their exchanges in the near future. What follows is a summary of their individual remarks. Nicholas Aguzin, CEO of Hong Kong Exchange. Although the global backdrop has presented many challenges over the past couple of years, Nicholas Aguzin, the CEO of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, said the international capital markets have thrived and that Asia in particular is playing an increasing role in global markets. Asia contributed an estimated 41% of global growth in 2021, and the forecast was raised to 50% by 2021. Aguzin said, adding Asia's equity market has grown both in size and vibrancy. According to World Federation of Exchanges statistics, the total market cap of public equity markets in Asia grew 40% year on year to close to $40 trillion U.S. at the end of the first half of 2021, Aguzin said. Equity markets trading volume in Asia grew 33% compared with flat growth in North America. For the rest of this story, find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the stories and comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Citigroup's Jane Fraser, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, J.P. Morgan's Mary Callahan Erdos, and NASDAQ's Adina Friedman are all on Forbes' 18th annual list of powerful women. For the complete list, you can click on a link in today's newsletter. The Federal Reserve of Chicago published an article titled, Two employers share tips for starting a youth jobs program. Summer youth employment can play a key role in pandemic recovery, but more opportunities are needed. European Association of CCP Clearinghouses has published a paper titled CCP Access to Central Banks Facilities. CME Group has a deal with QuickStrike to provide all sorts of analytical tools, including an options calculator which generates fair value prices and Greeks for any of CME Group's options on futures contracts, or price up a generic option with our universal calculator. Customize your input parameters by strike, option type, underlying futures price, volatility, days to expiration, DTE, rate, and choose from 8 different pricing models, including Black-Scholes. You can find a link for this in today's newsletter. It's pretty amazing the list of tools the CME has embedded in their website. Check out the complete list with a link here in today's newsletter. Choi Lee, quantitative research lead at NYSE, has published a paper titled Post-Opening Auction Filling Behaviors, Opportunities Early in the Day. Lee writes, increased retail activity in the equities markets has affected which stocks are trading the most and when and where those stocks trade. We previously highlighted retail's impact on pre- and post-market volume and the opening auction, and now focus on the period immediately after the opening auction. Market participants often avoid this time of day due to higher volatility, an approach worth reevaluating given current trends. You can pre-order your copy of Owen Johnson's book titled 40 Classic Crude Oil Trades, Real Life Examples of Innovative Trading. It is to be published January 31st, 2022 by Routledge. anyone want to hire a college junior studying IT at the University of Missouri as an intern? His experience in everything from MediaWiki to the Adobe Suite and has mined Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Monero while a 15-year-old. He's also tall, which is good for getting things off of top shelves. Smart kid. He comes from a good family. Also, he's my youngest son, Robbie. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Press release from CME Group. CME Group names top five teams of 18th Annual University Trading Challenge. CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace today, announced the winners of its 18th Annual University Trading Challenge, led by the University of Bogota, Jorge Tadeo Lozano, which is the second consecutive Latin America team to top the global competition. My comment, three Illinois teams in the top five, Loyola University Chicago, University of Illinois, and Southern Illinois University. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business and Steve Daniels. CME loses key battle in potentially costly trader lawsuit. Thousands of longtime members of Chicago's Futures Exchange, who say CME Group tanked the value of their memberships, are closer to winning damages that could run well into the hundreds of millions. Thousands of longtime members of Chicago's Futures Exchanges are a major step closer to winning substantial damages against CME Group in a lawsuit filed 7 years ago. A Cook County Circuit Court judge on December 3rd certified the class of plaintiffs, allowing them to go forward with the litigation on behalf of thousands of traders, many of whom are now retired and have seen the value of their memberships plummet since the parents of the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange combined and went public. Never underestimate the litigiousness of a CBOT or CME member, is my comment. Here's a story from the Financial Times. U.S. crypto needs clearer rules before punishment, says watchdog member. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump warns against regulating through enforcement. U.S. financial regulators should provide more clarity on how cryptocurrency groups will be policed before punishing their alleged missteps, according to a member of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Dawn Stump is absolutely correct, I think. The regulators enforce first before they consider working with the parties to help resolve the issues. It did not used to be that way. That's my comment. Here's a story from the New Yorker. Half a billion in Bitcoin lost in a dump. For years, a Welshman who threw away the key to his cryptocurrency stash has been fighting to excavate a local landfill. If things had gone just a bit differently, James Howell might today be as rich as the Queen of England. The decisive moment, he now thinks, occurred one evening in August 2013, when he was 28 and at home with his family in Newport, a small city on the Welsh coast. Howells and his partner, Havina, were raising three children, and family trips like the one they had taken to Disneyland Paris were fun but exhausting, so he had made plans to treat himself to what he called a lad's vacation, a trip with friends to a resort in Cyprus. Howells, an engineer who helped maintain emergency response systems for various communities in Wales, often worked from home, and that night he decided to neaten up his office. As he recently recalled to me, the thought process was, I'm going to be drinking every day. I don't want to be on a hangover and cleaning this mess up when I get back. My comment, when will this poor guy lay his mistake to rest? Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The most popular holiday online scams and how to avoid them. We're in a festive mood looking to spend money on people we love, and that makes us prime targets for cyber criminals. The holiday shopping season has officially begun, and as Americans ramp up their online purchasing, cybercriminals will do some shopping of their own for victims. Cyber fraud is rampant throughout the year, but crooks press even harder during the holidays when people are often too distracted and frazzled to see through scams. And criminals are expert at exploiting the fears people have at this time of year, from lost packages to tight supplies to canceled flights. My comment, don't fall for the buy one piece of coal and get the other one half off scam. With energy prices soaring and the number of people who have been bad this year, this scam will be a popular one. Here's a story from the Nashville Business Journal. AllianceBernstein launches scholarship program with historically black colleges and universities. The Nashville-based finance giant will launch the HBCU Scholars Program in June with an aim to increase the firm's talent diversity while introducing students to career opportunities in the financial services industry. My comment, very smart. Diversity pays dividends in lots of ways. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Tuesday was Mark Phelps to step down as Group CEO in early 2022 from GH Financials, followed at number two by RJ O'Brien appoints Mark Phelps as new Managing Director, EMEA, for RJO Limited UK affiliate. Number three was Bitcoin trial. Defendant wins dispute over $50 billion in Bitcoin from AP via Yahoo News. About Craig Wright, the computer scientist who claims to be the inventor of Bitcoin, prevailing in court against the family of his deceased business partner. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.